for he is good and loves mankind. In blessed repose, grant eternal rest, O Lord, to the souls of your departed servants, the victims of the war in Ukraine, and render their memory eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your Eminence, Your Excellencies, very reverend and reverend fathers, very reverend sisters, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In peace we pray. We pray for peace, eternal peace, for those who have been killed. And we pray for living peace, for those who have been called to live. We pray in this church of the Mother of God for all those killed in Mary's city, Mariupol. Nobody knows yet, but it could be tens of thousands in that city that joyfully was home for 400,000 people before its destruction. We pray for all those killed in the 2,600 villages and towns that were or still are under occupation. We pray for their eternal repose as we discover the horrors of that occupation. In Bucha, a town of 28,000, in the town and its outskirts, 1,400 bodies, many of them lying for weeks on the streets with nobody to pray for them, In Izum, we are discovering last week hundreds in mass grave sites in the forest. There was little prayer when they were tortured, executed, and buried. So we pray for their eternal repose. We pray on a day that has been full of news. A thundering chorus of solidarity, of support in the United Nations from numerous world leaders, including President Biden. A day on which Ukrainians are celebrating a prisoner exchange. 215 defenders of the City of Mary, those you saw taken as prisoners of war, released today. We pray, and as a church, we participate in the efforts for justice, for freedom, for liberation. We pray fervently for peace on a day when the President of Russia has announced a mobilization of 300,000 additional soldiers and uttered menacing words about the possibility of using nuclear weapons. We pray in great beauty. We pray in true friendship. We pray simply and with peace. I bring to you from Ukraine, having been there four times in the last 4 months, profound and sincere words of gratitude, Your Eminence, Your Excellencies, Reverend Fathers, Sisters, Brothers and Sisters, for your prayer. The people of Ukraine are standing up for justice, risking their lives, giving their lives because they believe in eternity. They believe in the communion of the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints. They believe there is no greater love than when one gives one's life for one's friends. And they thank you for your prayer. They thank you for being informed and for standing up for the truth, because they are dying for the truth, God's truth, the God-given dignity of every person. They are dying to demonstrate that the era of empire and colony and slavery and second-class status, of ethnic groups, races, women, is over. And they thank you for being informed and informing the world. And they thank you for the aid. Throughout Ukraine, people are conscious and vocal about the aid they receive from people of goodwill throughout the world, but in a special way from the United States of America. The defensive aid, the humanitarian aid for the refugees, whose numbers His Eminence shared, the medicine, the bandages, the tourniquets, the instruments for operating rooms, the clothing. Everywhere I went, Ukrainians were thanking Americans. They thank our churches. They're grateful to our Orthodox brothers and sisters. They're very grateful for American Catholic assistance. It is important to know that American Catholics have contributed over $100 million for humanitarian aid. They pray for you and me. They pray for the freedom that we enjoy in this country. And they pray, and we pray with them, that we value the freedom that we have, the democracy that we have, the social justice that we struggle for. Your Eminence, Your Excellencies, fathers and brothers and sisters, we were often taught as children, pray, because you never know whom and where God will touch through your prayer. There is nothing more important. There is nothing more powerful. May God reward you 100-fold for doing what is most important for the deceased and living people of Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. You have or will receive an Eastern prayer rosary, prayer beads. They're used for repetitive prayer, like the Western rosary on which we pray the Hail Mary. On this prayer rope, one prays the Jesus Prayer. We ask you to take it and wear it. It's worn usually on the left hand, on the hand that comes from the heart. And you can pray any repetitive prayer, or you can look up what the Jesus Prayer is and repeat these words. Your prayer will save lives. Your prayer will heal wounds. Your prayer will assuage trauma. And your prayer will strengthen God's kingdom on earth.